Namanda, vizi 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 namanda. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho. These words express the heart of the Buddha. Not choosing the learned and those upholding pure precepts, not rejecting those who break precepts and whose evil karma is profound, when beings just turn about at heart and often say the Nembutsu, it is as if bits of rubble were turned into gold. 次の言葉はお念仏、阿弥陀如来のお心を表します。博学者のも清らかな戒律を保つ者を分け隔くことなく、戒律を破った者、罪深い者も分け隔てることなく、ただ真を得て念仏すれば、瓦や小石を、黄金を変えるようにしてお救いくださるのであると、ナンマンダブツ、ナンマンダブツ、ナンマンダブツ、ナンマンダブツ、ナンマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。It's wonderful to have you all back after our summer break. Many of you I did see from time to time over the summer. How many of you came out for Obon dancing last month? Obon odori ni nannin ka mitan desu ne. So I always love Obon odori. I always enjoy looking at the pictures. And this year, somebody took a lot of video, and there was lots of video up on YouTube of our Obon. And I always love looking at it because it helps me to understand what I need to do better next year. When it comes to dancing. いろいろなビデオが映像に、インターネットにあるんですけど、それを見たら、じゃあ来年の勉強しないといけないことがあったんですね。So, once again, looking at this video, I'm reminded that I am not the greatest dancer in San Mateo. まあ私はサンマテオの最も優れた踊りの方ではないと、まあまた気づくことがありました。But I still love Obon dancing, right? What are some of the things, are there some things that you love doing? Can someone tell me something that you love to do?好きなことありますか？楽しいこと。Anything? Video games? Anybody like video games? Yeah? Okay. How about soccer? Soccer? Homework? Yeah? Oh, I see a couple hands go up. I like to see that. Okay. Do you like, what, how about things that you're good at? Do you like to do things you're good at? 得意ことが楽しいね。How about things that you're not so good at? Is there things that you're not so good at? Do you like doing them?Yeah, that's good. Mia likes doing things she's not so good at. That's wonderful. I think it's great to enjoy doing things even if you're not the best. Sometimes we think that if we can't do something really well or if we're maybe not the best, or maybe, you know, there are some things I have to say that, you know, I'm probably the worst person when it comes to doing certain things. But there are some of those things that I still enjoy.I still enjoy doing things. And I think it's wonderful to be able to enjoy doing things even if you don't always do them very skillfully. Sometimes we think, oh, well, you know, I better just leave this to the people who are really good at it. But really, I think the true spirit of living in the Nembutsu is to enjoy doing all the different things that we get to do, whether we do them well or not.So we have this idea of what is a good Buddhist. Does anybody have an idea of what a good Buddhist is? A good Buddhist, we're all Buddhists, right? Most of us, not all of us, but as a Buddhist, what do you think, what are some things that a good Buddhist does? まあ、いい仏教とは何をしますか? Any ideas? We have a list of 6 things that we read, right? What was the reading that we did just, what was it, about 3 minutes ago?The reading, that was, what was the reading? 6 paramitas, right? The 6 paramitas. And can anyone name one of those 6 paramitas? You can even open to page 5 and read it off the page if you want. Yeah, Mia, can you name one? One was giving. That's right. It's the very first one. It's the very first one. Can you name another one? Yeah? Meditation. Very good. Okay. Giving, meditation. Yeah. Do you know one? Discipline. Okay. McKenna, do you know one? Patience. Okay. Let's see. We've got one more. One more. Yeah, maybe someone from this side of the room? Anybody? No? Do you know it, McKenna? Wisdom, that's right. Wisdom, okay? So these, and it talks about what we do when we do these six things. I shall be helpful to others. I shall follow the precepts of the Buddha. Those are rules. Those are rules that we have from the Buddha's teachings. Shall be patient and understanding. I shall do my best in all things. I shall reflect on the teachings of the Buddha. I shall seek the light of wisdom. I read that and I think, wow, I'm not really good at all those things, right? Some of those things I don't do very well. Especially the second one, Shila, discipline. Discipline, that one's the precepts of the Buddha. The precepts of the Buddha are certain rules that all Buddhists are encouraged to try to live by. People who follow the teachings of the Buddha are encouraged to try to do these things, certain things that the Buddha set out. And there are very long lists for monks and nuns, and there are much shorter lists for people who just live everyday lives like most of us here.
そして、六パラミツというまあ仏教徒がなるべく従わないといけないという6つの優れたことがあるんですけど、それはまあダナモノをあげる。そして、戒律、そのルールを守る、正しい生き方をする、カシャンティニンニクニンタイする、ヴィリア、というのは頑張ること、精進ですね。 ディアナは瞑想する、善情ということですね。そしてプラジニア、知恵を持って生きるということですね。私がこれを見たらなかなか難しいですねと思います。So, especially
this second one, this precept of discipline, because there are five things, and some of them are pretty, you know, most of these first basic five are things that we think of as pretty understandable, not lying, not stealing, other things like that. And the very first one, do you know what the very first thing it says? It says not killing, not taking the lives of any animals, not taking the lives of any animals, or even insects, right? Does anybody here swat mosquitoes? Yeah, or get flies? How about cockroaches? Yeah, what do you do with cockroaches, right? Right? Okay. And sometimes I eat meat. Some of us eat meat. Last weekend I ate a lot of delicious chicken teriyaki, right? And so there are lots of things that we do in our daily lives that involve receiving the lives of animals, taking the lives of animals. You know, there are some Buddhists who try to live as vegetarians so that they don't take the lives of animals. Did you know that I was a vegetarian for 8 years? For 8 years, I hardly ate any meat or fish. I was so particular that if something had like dashi, like fish stock in it, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it. That made my life in Japan very difficult. You know, so when I moved to Japan, I said, okay, this is too much, because I was eating with a lot of my friends. I would go out to eat with people. And in Japan, it's customary to share food, right? You don't order, oh, this is just for me, but you go to a restaurant and you order a few different things and everyone shares together. And I found that all of my other friends were ordering different things with meat and fish, and you know, there weren't any vegetables being ordered, and I didn't want to push everybody, okay, we have to order veggies just for me. And so over time, I began to eat meat. 私が8年ほどベジタリアンでしたけど、日本に住むことになって、みんなで食べることがあって、みんなはベジタリアンというわけでもないから、こういう一回一回私だけのものを頼んでもらうのはちょっと申し訳ないなと思って、結局肉を食べるようになったんです。But it wasn't an easy decision for me, and I talked to one of my friends about it, who was a Buddhist priest. して私は仏教のお坊さんであった友達にこれを相談しました。And he said, you know, here, I'm a Buddhist priest.
I try to follow the teachings of the Buddha, but I live here at a monastery. And here at the monastery, we eat whatever we're given. We eat whatever we receive. Sometimes we receive vegetarian food, and we're very grateful for that. Sometimes we receive meat or fish, and we're very grateful for that also. Because we're taught in the teachings of the Buddha that we should be grateful for what we receive, particularly if someone gives us food, because food is one of our most important nourishments. So we should eat whatever we receive gratefully. I thought, wow, this is different. This is a really interesting way of looking at things. Then he went on to say, he said, do you take medicine? I said, if I get sick, yeah, I take medicine. He says, how about, do you wash your hair with shampoo? Does anybody here wash their hair with shampoo? Yeah, okay. Do you wear makeup? Some people wear makeup, right? Says, you know, all of those medicines that you take, all of that, makeup and things, all of those things are tested on animals. You know, they use animals to test them to make sure that they're safe before we have people take them. So in order for us to enjoy them safely, animals have given their lives for us. How about if you ride in a car? If you ride in a car, sometimes, do you ever see animals that get run over on the side of the road? Or maybe in the middle of the road? Right? So those animals, even though we maybe didn't hit it ourselves with our car, but as we're driving along, we're enjoying that road. It helps us get here to the temple and back home conveniently and quickly. But because there's that road where the animals used to be able to run around freely, so now sometimes animals lose their lives. So there are many ways in our daily lives that we enjoy our life because of receiving the lives of other animals. Okay, so it's very difficult to live without taking life. Even if you're a strict vegetarian, which I have great admiration, I have a lot of respect for people who can live as a vegetarian, because I know how difficult it is. And I think those people have wonderful dedication and kindness. But even if you're able to do that, there's probably some little way that you're receiving the life of some animal. まあ、その一つの、戒律として仏様の弟子が守らないといけない教えというのは、不殺生、その生きているものを殺さないとか、まあ、肉を食べないとか、まあ、虫を殺さないとか、そういう一つの、まあ、規則があるんですけど、これはなかなか守るのは難しいですね。まあ、肉を食べなくても薬を飲んだら、化粧を使ったら、シャンプーを使っても、これはどこかの、まあ、ネズミとか、ウサギの動物に、実験してから人に販売することができる。または、道路に車で乗ってたら、その道路にぶつかった動物が、その私たちが便利に使っている道路があるから、この動物が亡くなることがあるんですから、その命をいただくのは、私の生きているありさまであるということですね。So it's very difficult to live without taking the life of other animals. So what do you think? Should we just sit home all day and never move? If we get sick, not take medicine? Never wash our hair? What do you think? Ooh, right. No, we do these things, but at the same time, we don't just throw up our hands and say, oh, well, you know, nothing I can do about it. It's just the way it is. That's not our way of living either. When we eat food, what do we say before we eat? What do you say? Do you know, McKenna? Itadakimasu. Do you know what that means? Yeah, do you know? What does it mean? Thank you for the food. That's right. It means I gratefully receive. I gratefully receive. And it's that way for food, but it's that way for many different things about our lives. Okay, so I want you to keep in mind that just because you eat meat or you ride in a car and you're not able to keep these rules perfectly, that doesn't make you a bad Buddhist. It doesn't make you a good Buddhist either. Right? There's no such thing, actually, as a good Buddhist or a bad Buddhist. Did you know that? Sometimes I'll hear people talking, or I'll walk into a conversation and someone say, oh, sorry, Sensei, I guess I'm not a good Buddhist. I hear that from time to time. People say, oh, I'm not a very good Buddhist. But actually, we don't need to think that way, because the teachings of the Buddha tell us that we need to let go of this idea of I am good, I am bad. Because the big problem in our life is this idea of me. We cling on to this idea of I'm a good person, I'm a bad person. Sometimes we're good, sometimes maybe not. But to pay attention to what we're doing, to recognize that I'm eating some meat, I'm breaking one of these teachings of the Buddha, but I recognize that I'm doing this. And I feel gratitude to this animal for giving its life for me. Same when we wash our hair or drive a car, to think about how we're receiving these things. We can't always keep all of six of these precepts perfectly, but we can do our best, and we can recognize that we're human, and we're not going to be able to do it all perfectly, but that doesn't mean we should completely give up either. We have a saying, something we say around here. We say, Namo Amida Butsu, here at the temple. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, that's the voice of the Buddha. The voice of the Buddha calling us to think about life a little differently. Rather than thinking about me in the center, Namo Amida Butsu is the voice of the Buddha telling us to think about the Buddha at the middle. And that's what our Dharma school year is going to be about. It's going to be about thinking a little bit less about me at the center and a little bit more about the Buddha at the center. And that change in perspective, that's what the Nembutsu is about, that different way of thinking. Instead of thinking about me at the center, thinking about the Buddha at the center. And thinking about the Buddha at the center means thinking about the perfection of all these six things, doing all these things perfectly. We're not able to do it ourselves, but the Buddha could do it. And so the Buddha provides our guidance. Namo Amida Butsu to you no wa watashi go chushin to you koto yori. それを考え方を変換して仏様が中心、仏様が中心となるというのは、この六パラミツ六つの優れたことは完全にできたものが中心である。So we can, if we change our perspective and think about the Buddha as the center, all of a sudden things don't seem so difficult because we don't have to do it all by ourselves. We have the guidance of the Buddha.And the wisdom of the Buddha working in our lives. してこの転換ができたらちょっと楽になるでしょ。私が全部一人でやらないといけないではなくて、仏様の力を私に人生の中に生かして、それを共に歩むことがありますね。So Namo Amida Butsu, it's about looking deeply at our life, at recognizing the times when we're not able to do things perfectly, but also seeingthat direction that we want to head in. Namo Amida Butsu というのは、ちょっと間違ったことを、間違ったとき気づいたら、でも正しい方向もあることを気づくというのは、Namo Amida Butsu. So I look forward to the coming year of Dharma School with all of you, learning together the teachings of the Buddha, and me too, with all of you, changing our direction a little bit more towards the way of the Buddha. して、徐々に皆様と共に、お念仏を聞きながら、これから1年間ダーマスクールを楽しみながら、仏様の方に向かっていきたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿